month, Philadelphia health officials were stunned by a sudden spike in non-fatal drug overdoses in one weekend. Emergency rooms treated 165 people, more than twice the usual number. The Department of Public Health linked the cluster to heroin laced with two powerful drugs. The city has been candid about its commitment to opening a safe injection site, also known as CUES, or Comprehensive User Engagement Site. There, a person with addiction can use drugs in a clean environment under the watch of social workers and other healthcare professionals. Some experts say these sites save lives and guide people with addiction towards sobriety. David T. Jones leads the city's Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability Services. Last fall, Morning Edition host Jennifer Lynn asked him about the prospect of opening the city's first CUES, and his outlook was good. 10 months later, she asks, why doesn't the city have a safe injection site yet?
We don't have an exact timeline in terms of when it will open. When we talked about this, we had said 6 to 18 months. We're probably about 6 months in from that timeline, if you will.
But there isn't any one thing that's holding it up. I know that certain neighborhoods don't really want to welcome such a site. Why can't we have one of these tomorrow?
Yeah, I think that there are some hurdles that we have to overcome. In part, as you mentioned, where the CUES will be sited. There are other legal obstacles that we have to overcome. And there is work being done to identify a private entity that will both fund and operate.
What are your thoughts about maybe down the road, if the legal part works out and the location works out? There has been conversation about these sort of pop-up tent locations for CUES.
You know, what we're committed to is making sure that once the CUES or the overdose prevention site, that it's brought up correctly, that we are able to get the needs of those individuals met. Certainly in the future, there will be the opportunity to explore maybe more mobile sites. But I think right now the commitment is around doing it correctly from the onset.
And how many mobile sites or permanent sites would this city really need if you looked at supply and demand?
You know, certainly we want to bring the first one up correctly again. And, we'll certainly continue to look at what the needs are. What the research says is that you should develop the sites in close proximity to places where the illicit drug events are occurring. And so that certainly will be what factors into where we look, and if we look beyond one, two, or in fact having mobile sites.
I want to talk to you about treatment on demand for drug addicts. If you could lay out a scenario in which an addict is reaching for sobriety, but that desire to get clean is thwarted when they don't have a place to detox at the very moment that they're ready to make that step.
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think what we are wanting to do is make sure that our system is more treatment on demand ready. Where there have been challenges is people feel like the only way to enter into treatment is to go through detoxification. And what we're doing is we actually are moving away from relying solely on detoxification and doing withdrawal management, which means that an individual could actually enter a treatment program and begin their detoxing within that treatment program. That reduces the likelihood that after detox that they actually don't reach a treatment program and kind of fall between that gap. So from that perspective, it really is expanding our opportunity to get people when they're ready and get closer to treatment on demand.
One specific site that exists now is called Access Point. It just opened in the Northeast Treatment Center in North Philadelphia. Now, this facility can treat addicts who want sobriety quickly. They don't even have to have ID to walk in and get help. How else is Access Point filling a void?
Reen Kelly, President and CEO over at NET, has been a phenomenal partner. We went to work with them on developing this 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access center, and it really is working out quite well. What it does is for an individual who, again, is struggling with the disease of addiction, particularly opioid use disorder, if they are ready to come in and begin their kind of recovery process or continue, they can go in, get treatment on demand. And we also have crisis response centers, CRCs. They also are available 24 hours, 7 days a week, whether it's substance use disorder or mental illness. We want to have people to have the ability to go in and get the services and supports they need around the clock.
How do you curtail a crisis like this? Do you ever feel like, really, this is something that's going to rear its ugly head for quite some time?
I think that we have certainly a substantial amount of work in front of us. I think part of what our strategy entails also is working with people with lived experience. And so that's people who have, through the process of recovery and through receiving, you know, really effective evidence-based mental health treatment, they actually are coping and doing quite well. And those individuals, in turn, are coming back as certified peer specialists, as certified recovery specialists, and helping in the community. And so we feel like having the community be a large part of the answer is really how we will curtail the epidemic.